Thank you all so much once again. I am Gwen Manning. I'm out in Southern California. I like to say sunny Southern California, where the weather is nice and everything is well. I am so grateful tonight to be a part of this time of gathering and this time of greeting one another. This is our Ladies Empowerment Call. We are here weekly, and I am just so excited about tonight's call because we are going to hear from a powerful and phenomenal woman. And at this time, before I go any further, I want to relinquish my stand and just introduce us all to the host for tonight's call. We're excited about her leadership. We're excited about all she's doing to bring women together for a time of empowerment. And I'm speaking of none other than Dr. Michelle Knight out of Middletown, Delaware. Dr. Michelle, I just pass this baton right to you.
Oh, Gwen, thank you so much. I appreciate how very warmly you welcome all our guests, our family members, because we do consider you family. The first time you're here, you're a guest, and after that, you're definitely part of our family, never to compete with each other, but always to celebrate each other. We certainly have a common understanding of the challenges we go through each day as women. We juggle our families and our schedules and work and business and dinner and, you know, who's doing laundry or who's going to go to the doctors and what appointments need to be made and everything else that we can think about. And sometimes we just need to know, you know, it's okay to be appreciated and to be validated and to get a warm embrace and just to spur you on. And that's what we do via teleconference each and every Tuesday evening. So be sure to put it on your schedule and come back and join us each week. Regardless of your circumstances in life, the women here at Team Wealthy Place understand that if one of us is not empowered, then none of us truly is. And so we are about each person lifting up the other and getting us to the places that we want to go to. I want you to know that we're going to share stories with you. The theme, the central focus of this call is about sharing stories of our courage and our growth, as well as the challenges we encounter in life. We journey through this life and encounter things we never would have dreamed of, but we are about developing the mindset of an overcomer. And in sharing the stories you're going to hear week after week, you will understand better what it takes to develop that mindset and to get to the other side of life. And where we want to end up is where we're all basking in the glow of success. However success is defined for you, we want to get there collectively, okay? And so we're going to move right into introducing our speaker this evening. This lady I'm going to introduce to you is a friend of mine. She's a colleague. She's someone I admire. She's just a brilliant, empowered woman. And I had the pleasure of speaking on a panel with her about a year ago. What amazing life perspectives came out of that call. And I think we just really gravitated to each other and realized that in spite of our different journeys in life, we can pause and come together and just bring greatness into each other's lives. And so we're bringing that into the lives of our audience tonight. So I'll tell you a little bit about her, and then she'll engage in her story with us. So Fonda Clayton Smith has achieved something very profound, very wonderful, and that is she's now a best-selling author. So congratulations, Fonda. And she's an author of Stop Giving Your Power Away. Oh my gosh, I absolutely love that title. Stop Giving Your Power Away. And just that speaks to us as women. How many times do we relinquish our power to make somebody else feel good or to keep peace or to think that we are going to enhance what's before us or in our lives if we shrink? We don't have to shrink in order for others to grow, and we're going to hear more about that. We can grow together. Isn't that the beauty of having a partnership, of having a significant other, of just having someone to walk this life journey with you? So I can't wait to hear what Fonda has to share with us. She's also the creator of The Juicy Light. And as a visionary partner, Fonda believes personal freedom and vision are essential to creating a life and legacy that lights you up. She's helped thousands of her clients have breakthroughs around taking their power back and to tell the truth about themselves and their life vision. She teaches women how to be in their bodies authentically. Ooh, just that's powerful right there. And to possess their true personal power. And often women feel like they have to compromise. And she believes you can have both a fulfilling personal and professional life. I don't know about anybody else, but that's my personal quest in life. And to have the personal piece fulfilling and satisfying as well as the professional piece. Outside of that, it's not adequate, right? So I'm sure you can resonate with that. And Fonda says that when we tell our truth, we are power-filled and unstoppable. And her mission is to help women rebuild solid foundational principles in their lives. Why, you might ask? Well, I love her reason why. And that is so that they can play and incorporate play into their lives. Wow. Well, when this happens, they're freed up to make a big difference, to increase their income, and to help change the world. And so as a catalyst, her goal is to help women live with confidence and ease, and that fits so completely perfectly in the mission of the Ladies Empowerment Call here at Team Wealthy Place. So Fonda, please come on out on the line and tell us your story. We really are anxious to hear what you have to share.
Wow, Michelle, thank you so much for that introduction. I was like, wow, who is that person? thank you so much for having me here tonight. Let me just begin here. The inspiration for my book, Stop Giving Your Power Away, was pretty much on a sort of a dare of are you available to write this book. I had been threatening to write a book for a number of years, and here in my house with my husband and I, my family, I get up on my soapbox about, you know, just start wagging my finger about certain things, about how this is not right and how, you know, just pointing out the things that are kind of unfair that we say to one another on an unconscious level. And so my husband was just like, you know, just write the book already. Like, I'm just tired of hearing you talk. It needs to be written and people need to read it. And I thought it was going to be a different book, actually. And so this one topic needed to be spoken because in the thousands of women that I have worked on, because I'm trained as a licensed massage therapist, before I became a life coach, actually that was a catalyst for the life coaching, I found that women were just, they felt stifled and stopped in their lives. And I wanted to know more about that because women just kept talking to me, kept coming to me and wanting to know more about themselves. But innately, I know for sure is that we have the answers, but we stuff them down if we're not in a place where we can share those stories safely. Does that make sense? So if you're not dealing with your emotions, they have to go somewhere. And inevitably, if they don't have a place in which to live, they show up as disease or discomfort. Or in other words, pain. And this was displayed to me firsthand through my mother, who is basically the muse for every single thing that I do. She's the reason that I left the fashion industry and became a massage therapist. Because even though when she was suffering and dying of cancer, my touch did something for her that no medicine could do. And so I said, well, wow, you know, I really want to make an impact in someone's life, even if it's just a person, even if it's personal. It doesn't have to be from a stage, but I just want to affect change in this way. And so she would actually stop writhing in pain when I touched her, and so I became a massage therapist. And so this quest began because she didn't live fully. She didn't live authentically. And what I mean by that is she was my best friend. She was everybody's best friend. She was everybody's confidant. But she had a dream inside of her that didn't get to get birthed. She died at 50. And, you know, that's 5 years away from where I am today. And so I took that personally. This is 20 years ago, but I took that personally even at that moment because I was just like, oh, my goodness, like, time is fleeting. And, you know, what would her life be like if she allowed her dream to really live? Because it could have morphed into something else, just like, you know, I went from fashion to massage to life coaching. I just allowed it to kind of unfold. And I come from a family where you go to college, you get a good job, and you stay. It's not something where you get to bounce around. But because of her, the legacy that she lived, her life taught me. It was kind of like a blueprint. Go for it. Do it. You always will land on your feet. You'll always find a way. So the precipice for stop giving your power away was how we unconsciously as women, this happens for men too, but because I'm an expert at being a girl, I'm talking about being a woman, in that we unconsciously give it away in the purchases that we make or don't make, by the things that we say or don't say, by the things that we do or don't do, the way that we think and the way that we feel. And mainly we have adopted in the society and in the culture to thinking only. But my philosophy is that there are actually three brains. There's your gut, there's your heart, and then there's your brain. And when you cut off the first two, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing your life a disservice. So I really wanted to investigate those ways in which we adapt the labels that are put upon us and we take them as truth and how that plays out in our lives. And that's how the book was born.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about that journey of realizing that we give our power away, and how can we intervene and help each other recognize that, and then what are the implications, and then what should we be doing about it?
So simply, when there are places in which you could really simply say no. And sometimes saying no as a woman is really hard to get to. So if you can get to maybe, because really maybe is a soft no, and anything that's a maybe is really a no. But if we can just practice maybe as having an option. So in other words, a friend is doing a volunteer thing and she wants you to come with. But you've got homework to check, you've got laundry to do, you've got dinner to make, you've got all this stuff to do, and you really don't want to go because that involves putting on shoes and a bra and, like, who got time for that? Like, you had it on all day. You don't want to do that, right? So if you can allow yourself to just say maybe, you can get to your no quicker, because the implication of that is continually saying yes. Leads you to this danger zone of you become everyone's go-to, aka kind of doormat, where they know that you're going to say yes, and no one's really listening for anything other than your yes. And therefore, no one's really engaging with how you're really feeling, because you don't really know, you're not really acknowledging how you're feeling.
Well, what do you say to someone who challenges that idea and says, well, I'm not really giving my power away. I'm just a really great collaborator. I'm just a really good person and want to be able to support the people in my life.
Well, to that I would say, so who is truly supporting you? If you're saying to yes to everyone and they're comfortable in the position, because we set up life the way you set it up consciously or you set it up unconsciously, right? And so if there's no soft place for you to land when you crash and burn because everyone is just used to taking from you, then you set it up that there's no place for you to be when you need them. So, you know, on the surface, yes, it's great to be a collaborator, but are you really collaborating or are you just someone's soundboard? What's the truth there? Because in that midnight hour when you are praying to God and you feel depleted and you're exhausted and you're tired of being tired, you know, of course, yes, go to God. God always first. But we're here on the planet with other people, and sometimes we can feel really lonely when there's no place to put that.
And that's actually quite profound.
Yeah. Because then what happens to her, and I've seen it in my practice over and over again, when she has no place to put it, she puts it in her body. Men do this too, right? Because I'm talking to humans, right?
Yes.
We hide it in different places. If it's a woman, it's usually shoulders. It's usually her belly, right? So it shows up as digestive, right? And digestive and reproductive systems, they share fascia. Right, so there's muscle memory in the fascia, the connective tissue. For men, it's usually lower back, in the buttocks and in the feet, where no one can see.
Mm.
And everyone gets into the neck and the shoulders, but it's this holding pattern, and it's chronic. And then when those things are not paid attention to, then it has to get louder. And then it can show in kind of like emotional breaks where we just seem like we're fine one moment and then we just kind of lose it because we haven't paid attention to the signal.
That right there is the truth that I'm sure resonates with a lot of people on this line. And sometimes it's not even so much that they don't recognize it. What happens to the woman who recognizes what she's going through, what she's experiencing, but chooses to remain in that state of instability, or for her it might be stability because that's what she knows. Regardless of what it is, it's a conscious decision to stay put. What? Tell us a little bit about the implications of that.
Well, we humans we like routine. We like things to be safe, and we like things to be comfortable, right?
Yeah.
And we are pleasure and pain driven. And we can get comfortable in our pain because it's the pain that we know. So the implications of that is just, let's say this person aspires to be an entrepreneur, okay? She wants to open a boutique, right? She wants to start an online business. She wants to travel. She wants to go back to school. Whatever the dream, the thing that she's reaching for, she never gets there because she wasn't able to set goals. A dream is only useful to have the vision, but without the goal or the blueprint to get there, you know, the place from which I operate in my gut is that you've tried it fully, right? Because failure is only feedback. There's no such thing as failure. But when you don't even try, and you're on your deathbed, everything being equal, that you have the opportunity to even have a deathbed, and you have regrets because you didn't even try, that to me is, it kind of takes my breath away. I don't even have words for it because I know that that was my mother's experience, and that's the place from which I operate from, because she never even, she never asked a question, she never made the phone call, she never went to investigate, she didn't do any of it. She just decided that she couldn't.
How can we help women apply the information you're sharing into their entrepreneurial life experience and attain that thing you talk about, which is to have both a fulfilling personal and professional life?
So, first of all, realize and admit that you have a dream, and then tell someone that you trust that's not going to frou-frou your dream. And also realize that the person, that your immediate people might not be on board with your dream because you're doing something totally different that they too may have thought about whatever their dream is, but they have convinced themselves that they can't do it. So now you're trying to do it. You're sticking your neck out, as the Australians say, that you are the tall poppy in the field. And what they do with tall poppies in the field is that they cut off the tallest poppy because they want everything to be the same. So tell someone that is going to be non-judgmental so that you can springboard your dream and make it a vision and make a blueprint to see this come to fruition. So taking little baby steps of getting an LLC, getting business cards, going networking, having conversations and getting that, working that muscle of seeing yourself as an entrepreneur even, and then seeing who you should discontinue that type of conversation with that's in your present life. And not taking it personally. That's a lot of things, that's a lot of what stops a lot of my clients. They see that it's causing too much of a ruffle in their personal lives with their girlfriends or with their family, and they just stop. So go elsewhere. There are, you know, the great medium of social media allows us the platform to talk in groups privately with people who are like-minded, finding people who are like-minded that are going to support you. And they might not have to support the whole vision, just a piece of it, just a piece of it. So if you have to find, you know, kind of a sprinkling of multiple people to fulfill that for you, then to go for that. And I'm sorry, I forgot the second part of your question.
Oh, no, that's fine. I think you did a good job of bringing it together. So as we wrap up these ideas, which, again, we are introducing these concepts to our audience, we'll absolutely have you back to expand on some of the information you've shared. What I love about what you're saying is that it's relevant, it's timely, it's appropriate for women, regardless of your socioeconomic status, your level of education, your race, ethnicity, your level of income. It's relevant to us as women. Tell us a little bit about why you think, based on your professional experiences, why do you think this is such an issue for women to be able to identify their goals and their visions, to not relinquish their power, to be able to find like-minded people and get to the other side of success? Why do you think that women struggle so much with achieving and accomplishing the things that they want to in life?
Oh, that's such a loaded, juicy question. Okay, so I just had a conversation with a prospect day before yesterday, and she was comparing herself to men, And this is a huge mistake. We are made different for a reason. They have their gifts and unique abilities, and so do we. And when we try to be like them, we have missteps because it's going against our nature. So really find out what is your unique magic. Don't get into competition with anyone else, not even another woman. This is a big, big mistake, especially as an entrepreneur, because you are as unique as a fingerprint, period. And so if that is to be true, and it is, then there's no competition. Don't try to be like anyone else. And the reason that this is the big hurdle is that we are conditioned from girls to go along to get along. And if we're not birthing butterflies and ladybugs, then we're disagreeable. No one wants to hear from us. We're not supposed to have an opinion other than what the main focus of whatever conversation is going on. And we are taught this from early. Because if a boy is given a truck and we're given a doll, someone else to care for, something outside of self. And so this is where you start, and so now you open your eyes and you're an adult, now you have to undo a lot of what you were taught as a girl. And you have to throw away what society says about you and what your culture says about you. Because there are subcategories of all those things that are very insidious, that are all nonverbal, and you have to challenge them all, not from a confrontational place, but not the confrontational in the traditional sense of the word, but to say, okay, to confront it from the place of, is this true for me? Is this true for me? And then just go from there.
I love that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your thought. I love that. What is truth for me? I think you've given us a lot to think about, to reflect on, to ponder, and examine our own experiences and truly become empowered with this knowledge so we can become better women, better people for ourselves and for those around us as well, as we journey on to accomplishing the greatest desires of our heart. What I'm going to do is pause here. This is such a beautiful conversation, and I'm glad we can just be so comfortable in talking about this issue, or these issues rather. But I'm going to pause here because we don't want to give our audience too much because everything is just so essential that you're saying. We don't want to overpower the information right now. So let's pause with this bit that we've shared, and we'll have you come back and share some more. I'm going to transition to the wonderful, absolutely vivacious Gwendolyn Manning, who did the introduction. She's an amazing businesswoman. She's a great partner and such a spiritual woman. She brings joy to my heart every time we talk. Gwen is going to come back on and just wrap up the key points and help us to focus onto how we can become empowered, particularly in our personal and entrepreneurial and professional lives. Gwen?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michelle, and thank you, Vonda. Vonda, you know, I would say to you this, and I hope I'm not taking a liberty, but I would say, given your story and how you actually introduced your story to us tonight, I really appreciate hearing that. The fact that your mother was, you are. And because you are, we tonight have been just absolutely benefited, I would even say blessed, by hearing the impact of your mother's impact on your life that has now led you and driven you to your purpose, which was to write this book, among other things that have really kind of spoken to what I believe tonight you were really dealing with around the issue of women having or taking self-care. Because self-care, I mean, it is so vital to who we are as women. The title of the book, again, Dr. Michelle already said it, Stop Giving Your Power Away. It literally does deal with those things that unconsciously we do, those things that we say, those things that we have, those ways that we think and those ways that we feel that really do sort of circumvent the very things that I believe are our power potentials. And so, you know, it's interesting, as I was listening to you, and I got to share, you inspired me tonight. And, you know, I said that to everyone else on the call, but I feel like I've been the one that's been the most benefited because I'm writing a book. And it's been a book that's been like 3 years in the making. To hear that you completed your book really inspires me. And if I were to just share a little excerpt from what I'm writing, it falls right in line with what you're talking about tonight. You know, I think about the fact that as people, there's different dimensions of the thought process. And you know, tonight you talked a lot about really the thought process, you know, how we process what it is that we are going to decide to do or not do. And when I think about it, one of the things that was given to me is that when I look at the three dimensions of the natural thought process, we think either logically, we think tactically, or we think statistically. Now, I can't go into the breakdown of all of those, but what I think more than anything, and this is the insight that I received as I was writing and also confirmed by you tonight as you were speaking, beyond all of those dimensions of natural thought, we have as women something that's called intuition. And I mean, I can't even, you know, if, as a woman, and many of you on the line can help me to attest to this fact, we can't define what intuition is. We just know what it is. It's that gut feeling that Vonda was talking about tonight. It's that sense of just knowing that, first of all, this is what something that I have to do. If this is something that doesn't feel right, or this is something that is going to change the foundation that I stand on if I were to pursue it. And so it's just following that instinct, you know? And I'm so grateful to hear you tonight share with us what you've done, what you've shared about, you know, ways to really kind of just steer our thinking around what is it that's best for me? How am I going to take care of myself? Am I really collaborating with the people that's connected to me? Or am I just someone that the stepping stone, or I think you call it the sounding board for other people? But when I think about that, I mean, and everyone on this line, you can also attest to the fact that we've got to do more now that we've been given this information tonight to really put ourselves into fast forward thinking about what it takes, what it's going to take to take better care of me and to accomplish my goals and to set, you know, first of all, to set my goals and then accomplish my goals. What am I going to do physically? How am I going to change and think about the things that I intake? What am I going to do to keep my body in shape? What am I going to do to ensure I'm getting the right amount of rest? You know, am I going to make sure that on a regular basis I'm getting the care that I need? You know, what am I going to do to help myself emotionally? Am I going to, you know, talk about things and find myself relaxing at times that I can do that? You know, what am I going to do to take care of myself? You know, what am I going to do to challenge myself? I want to challenge everyone tonight. If you are invited by someone else to dial into this number and get on this call, I want to challenge you tonight to think of that invite in the same way that you listened to this presentation. Someone thought enough about you to really give you the understanding that there is a change that you can make with your life. There is something very positive that you can do to harness the power that you have, no longer give it away. You know, I'm not telling anybody to walk off of their job or anything like that, but there are some of us that have dreams that have been locked up inside of us for so long to do things like start a business or do things like write a book. It is time to get busy doing what is inside of us to do. Again, amen. I want to thank you, Ms. Vonda, for sharing with us
this information tonight, and just know, once again, my heart just went out as you shared about your mother, because I just lost my mother 2 years ago, and I feel like I was blessed to have her for 83 years. To lose your mom at that young age, I can't even imagine it. But once again, I just want to encourage you to say, because your mother was, you are. And because you are, we've been empowered tonight. Back to you, Dr. Michelle.
Woohoo! I don't know about anybody else, but I am on fire. Fonda, sounds like you're on fire too, huh?
Yes!
Oh, totally awesome. Like, down the Gwen is amazing. She can bring into focus everything that we've heard and everything that we need. And guys, can we have the line unmuted, please? If you have been blessed, if you have been empowered and motivated, if you can go out and conquer the world tonight and the rest of the week, let's just hear you validate the information that you heard from Fonda as well as Gwen, and just shout. Can we hear? Appreciate what they've brought to the table tonight. Okay,
woo!
Great. So on the count of three, one, two, three. Yay! Thank
woo!
You.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
We are truly, truly excited to just be able to come together on a Tuesday night and let our hair down. You know, Fonda, I felt like I was sipping tea with you as we talked. It was a real conversation about life and the things that we struggle with. And for many of us, the things that we struggle with silently. And so you've given us the power to really examine what's going on in our lives. We, Gwen has given the information to all our listeners of how you can take that leap and realize your dreams and let them come true. Be sure to get back to the person who invited you, as she said. Visit our web, our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Team Wealthy Place. Look for our announcements and all the amazing events that we're having. A bunch of us are going to go out to Salt Lake City, Utah, on Sunday, and we'll be there for a number of days. We have some amazing empowered women, some you heard from last week, some you'll hear from next week. And we're going to be out there with our corporate office. If you want to hear more about that, please do ask the person who invited you to this call. We look forward to empowering you with an incredible opportunity. And with that, I'm going to bid everyone a great night, and we'll talk with you next week at the same time. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.